This week, an alliance of business organizations in Pioneer Square petitioned the mayor and city council to crack down on unpermitted protests. Protesters have taken to the streets nationwide since the November 24th decision not to indict the officer who killed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Seattle business owners say that's hurting their bottom line. Last week, John Scholes, the CEO of the Downtown Seattle Association, told The Record that protests were causing hours of traffic disruption.
We think there needs to be a review around how the city handles and allows unpermitted marches that take over streets and sidewalks and significantly disrupt traffic and transit service at a very busy time of year.
Today, Seattle Chief of Police Kathleen O'Toole said she has no intent to stifle the protests, but wanted permitting as a safety precaution.
We are going to tolerate and facilitate the expression of First Amendment rights to the greatest extent possible. Public safety is our number one priority. We want to be certain that everyone is safe. That includes the demonstrators, it includes the police officers, and it includes bystanders.
Lisa Dugard, Policy Director for the Public Defender Association, says what the businesses want is unconstitutional.
Protest being disruptive is protest accomplishing its purpose. It is important from time to time that businesses usually be interrupted to raise critical issues that would not normally come to the attention of the mainstream public. And this issue about racial disparity in policing is one of those issues.
You know, the police have said that demonstrations which block traffic in streets, which some of these demonstrations have done without permits, are, quote, technically illegal, end quote. Is that accurate?
No, it's not accurate. The First Amendment makes those protests legal. They're without a permit, that's true. But permits can't be required under the First Amendment. Permits can be encouraged. The street use permit, which the downtown business groups were urging be applied to these situations, is not appropriately applied to them. If we're looking for a way to guarantee that we're going to have tensions and disruptions that will last, shutting down peaceful marches without permits is an excellent way to guarantee that. The best way to get marchers to get permits is not to shut down unpermitted marches. It's to make that easier permitting process known to demonstrators and do outreach. And some people within SPD have done a good job of communicating about that.
You're saying police and demonstrators can still communicate even if the demonstrators don't have a permit?
Yes, can and do. And you know, there's a long history of thoughtful police officers and thoughtful march organizers doing that without a permit. So the letter from the downtown organizations calling for police to shut down unpermitted protests is a move in the wrong direction. It's going to exacerbate tensions, and it would be missing an opportunity for this police department to demonstrate that it understands the legitimate concerns underlying these protests and is willing to let them be heard.
Well, what about the protesters' responsibility? You say the city shouldn't require them to get a permit, and you say that communication does go on even when protesters and police don't, even when there isn't a permit. Has that always happened in these recent street protests? Have the protesters always been in communication with police to ensure that they can reasonably demonstrate in the way they want to, but also not be too disruptive?
It sounds as though there has been a lot of good on-the-ground communication back and forth between protest leaders and the police supervisors who have been managing these protests. There have been, it sounds like, some deviations from that on both sides. I mean, there's a difference between marching legally pursuant to the First Amendment in the street, even without a permit, and civil disobedience, which is an intentional violation of the law to make a point. So when that happens, it's not inappropriate for police to take enforcement action. That's the script of civil disobedience. I want to stress that marching without a permit is not civil disobedience, but further actions that are peaceful but unlawful could result in arrest, and everybody could expect that that's what's going to happen. Criminal activity that is not peaceful, of course, also warrants a police response. I think that the concern that we have about what's happened so far have been the instances where law enforcement decided that certain people couldn't go certain places in the city because of their political beliefs. That's not okay. That goes beyond what we allow the police to do in a free society. And in general, whether it's meant to intimidate, it is intimidating when peaceful marchers are surrounded by riot gear clad officers. And we have seen that. I think that's really unfortunate and sends an unfortunate message to the young people who are, you know, organizing around this issue appropriately. They don't need to see that the police department views them as a threat. And I think that message has been sent, unfortunately, and probably unintentionally.
Lisa Dugard is policy director for the Public Defender Association in Seattle. She opposes the move by downtown businesses to ask for permits for any kind of protests that take place in the downtown area. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.